Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judah, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Ainon near Salem, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and the Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, and I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. John was a man who knew who he was, and that he knew he was not the Messiah. He knew he was to announce the Christ, and he knew it was a gift given. So when he was questioned about the fact that many of his followers were leaving him for Jesus, he declared the joy he felt because the people are responding to Jesus. And he sums up his joy and conviction by saying, "He must increase and I must decrease." Basically, I believe we all want that grace to be given to us, to desire to have Jesus continue to grow in us and to be less our egos, leaving more room for Jesus to take over in our lives and make us like himself. But how do we do that? How do we decrease so Jesus will increase in our own lives? A few ways come to mind, like putting another's needs before our wants, or by not manipulating conversations and turning them into our own topics, but rather listening to the people who have begun the conversation and not interrupting them. By accepting a turn in life, like a disappointment or an illness of a loved one, and not becoming bitter over it, but trying to make the best of it and see it within the providence of a loving God. How about holding back and being last when everyone is trying to be first? God created us with a spark of himself in each of us. We are children of God. God wants us to bring that image to fulfillment by transforming us into Jesus. So we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, help us decrease so that Jesus may increase in us, so that our Father may say to each of us, 'This is my beloved child, in whom I am very well pleased.'" Amen.